Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Once again, welcome to Moments of Inspiration. Today, we have with us a guest speaker. Larry Billingsley will bring the lesson for us. We invite you to hear his message from the Word of God.
Jesus spent the night praying to God. In the morning, he called together his disciples and chose 12 of them and designated them as apostles. He goes with them to a level place. A great number of people come to hear him and to be healed by him. Also, those troubled by evil spirits were cured. The people tried to touch him because power was coming from him and healing them all. Jesus began to speak to them about the blessing that comes to his disciples and the woes to those who choose to be outside of God's fellowship. Next, in the text written by Luke, chapter 6, 27 through 36, he calls on his disciples to do something seemingly unheard of. Love your enemies. It's not for all, but for only those who hear Jesus. After giving this command to love your enemies, he begins to state how that can be made possible. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If my feelings were the motivating factor in how I treated my enemies, I'd be responding in kind as to how they had treated me. In other words, I'd be hating my enemies back. The disciples of Jesus are to no longer live like the world, but like Christ. Romans 6, or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus may live a new life? For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died had been freed from sin. Since I am God's disciple, I no longer have control of my life, but allow God to have that control. The world says, hate those who hate you, curse those who curse you, and mistreat those who mistreat you. Jesus makes it clear we are to do good to those who hate us, bless those who curse us, and pray for those who mistreat us. The world cannot do that because those in the world demand to be in control. At least Satan allows them to think that. The one solely in control of his life might think, I'm so important, you can't hate me. I'm so important, you can't curse me. I'm so important, you can't mistreat me. Jesus sets the example and calls on his disciples to follow him. Luke 9:23-24. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. To have the spirit own my physical body will not honor God either. To love our enemy, Jesus states, if someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. To have the spirit, I own all these physical things that honor God. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. The spirit Jesus is calling us to have is, do to others as you would have them do to you. Luke 6:31. Jesus calls on us to let him choose whom we are to love. There's no credit to us for following the world's standard. Luke 6:32-35. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. The conclusion of those loving their enemy is that when you do that, then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. What a privilege to be sons of the Most High. We're to love our enemies because He, God, is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. While living in a town we moved here from, we had some rent houses. On one occasion, these renters wouldn't pay their rent. And on top of that, they tore up the house. I struggled to forgive them until I read, God is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Then God granted me the power to forgive. Luke 6:36 states, this lesson is really not about loving our enemies, but being merciful just as your Father is merciful. Let me state that again. Luke 6:36 states, this lesson is really not about loving our enemies, but about being merciful just as your Father is merciful.
Faithful love flowing down from the thorn. Touch filled with grace, faithful love, endless power, living flame, Spirit's fire, burning bright in the night, guiding my way.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.